Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody. Somebody just tell me what color I need to change my Facebook profile picture to help the people in Orlando. Somebody tell me. Because, I mean, you know what we do here in America? What we do is when lots of people die, we change the shade of our Facebook profile picture. We put hashtag pray for this specific town. And then, you know, we don't do anything about we don't think about the reasons why these things happened and how we could go about making them not happen. So let's go over it. Pulse is a nightclub in Florida. It is a gay nightclub in Florida. Somebody went in there with an AR-15, which is an automatic weapon, which, if you were going to protect yourself, I don't think the AR-15 would. I think that's a little overboard for that. So somebody, this guy named, I have his name here, Omar Mateen, goes into Pulse, starts shooting motherfuckers. It's about 50 people dead, according to CNN. So, you start to think, Well, first of all, so remember, like, that whole transgender people using the bathroom mumbo jumbo? Could we stop talking about that? Could we not talk about which bathroom transgender people are going to use if they're going to be shot when they go to a club? Is it not 2016? There's still people out there that have a problem with people having sex with people of the same sex. It doesn't affect you. So Omar Mateen goes into Pulse and shoots 50 people. They catch him. Turns out, this guy's on the FBI watch list. Turns out, he allegedly has ties to ISIS, or Islamic State. You know, as if Muslims needed more reason to hate Americans, we're gonna pin this on them again. Something else we're gonna pin on them. Listen, I'm not saying that that's not true. I don't know. I'm not somebody inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I haven't been reading Edward Snowden's tweets recently. Not in the past few days, anyway. So I don't know what came along the wire. I haven't checked out Julian Assange. But from what I read, this guy was on the FBI watch list. Ties to the Islamic State. But yet, lives or was in a state in Florida where you can walk into a gun store and buy a gun and walk out with it. So let me ask you something. I understand, you know, you feel like the Second Amendment means that you're allowed to have a gun. But just think about somebody on the FBI watch list went into a store in Florida and they were given a gun because it's against the law to run their background check on them in Florida before they purchase a gun. Even though that's the only way you would really... Because it's not like every store in America has a list of who's on the FBI watch list. That's kind of the opposite of how the FBI watch list works. I think the FBI only has who's on the FBI watch list. So a state like Florida, you can just walk into a store and get a gun. So somebody with ties to the Islamic State is in a state where he can just go to a store and get a gun. And then he goes and he shoots up a gay bar? That's a lot of hot points of America that you just hit in this one little, shooting here. Kinda makes one think, doesn't it? Kinda makes one think. Is there any way that these things are possibly tied together? Is there any way that possibly the government is lying to you? Is it possible now that you're starting to realize that that all your elected officials are not necessarily doing things that are in your best interest, i.e. being responsible for the innocent killings of American people to forward votes and forward electoral thinking and trends in states and polls and polling and all that stuff? This happened a week after the NRA endorsed Donald Trump. Are we gonna discuss that things are a little strange? We had Islamic State guy, so that's one hot button issue. We got gets guns without background check, another hot button issue. Shoots up gay bar, LGBT. On Pride, wasn't it just Pride weekend? Wasn't there just a Pride parade in Brooklyn? I got New York One now, I could have sworn I just saw that. All tied, what's next? I'm surprised they didn't come out and say that he's got mental health issues. That's usually where they go. And I'm not laughing at this. I'm almost, it's like a sad chuckle. It's like I can't believe we're doing this again. But we're doing it again. So, like, what's Florida state colors so I can change that my Facebook profile picture to that, because that's going to help. Because we're not going to change laws. Thinking about it helps. That always helps things. So, wait. So if everybody in that club had a gun, do you think 50 people would be dead? No. 350 people would be dead. You people are crazy. Are we ever gonna change the laws? Again. Like, I mean, I heard President Obama. I watched the town hall thing he did for PBS. And he's talking about, we're not gonna take your guns away. These people think we're gonna take your guns away. That's not the case. It's like driving. And this is, I'm taking this directly from President Obama. I'm not making this up. This is what he said, and it makes total sense. He's not taking away guns. It's like driving. People used to not have to wear seatbelts. There used to not be airbags in cars. That stuff used to not be regulated by the accidents. There's less automobile accidents than there ever was before. Crack down on drunk driving. Stuff like that. So, with the gun industry, no one's saying don't get a gun. We're just saying that when you go to the store, we should be able to know if you're on the FBI watch list for having ties to the Islamic State. That's a bit extreme. The guy can't get on a plane, but he can get a gun. Does this not make... I mean, this makes sense to you? Is this the country that you want to live in? They always blame mental health issues. Well, we'll never know if somebody has mental health issues if they get a gun, because we're not allowed to run a background check in some states. Not only you can get a gun, concealed carry in Florida. So people don't know you have it. No permit for that. That's the Sunshine State for you. Listen, I recently came to the realization that Florida doesn't have Easy Pass. They have a thing called Sunshine Pass, which is the same thing as Easy Pass, except not Easy Pass. I can't trust any state that doesn't have Easy Pass. I can't trust a state that wants me to pay the toll with change. That's just crazy. So, I don't know. I mean, listen. And you got Donald Trump tweeting, I don't need congratulations for predicting this. For real? And he's like, I don't need congratulations. We need vigilance. You know what? Let me get the quote from this article. All right, so just before I read this, the website is Occupy Democrats, so it's probably a little left-leaning, which is where I need to be. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump just responded to this morning's horrifying slaughter in Orlando the worst possible way. He had the sheer nerve to pat himself on the back for being an outrageous bigot and Islamophobe. As unpresidential as you can get, it just goes to show you what kind of sociopathic narcissist he truly is. And he tweeted out this morning at 12:43... Appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorism. I don't want congrats. I want toughness and vigilance. We must be smart. While the families of 50 people mourn and hundreds more search desperately for their loved ones, Trump congratulates himself on demonizing Syrian refugees, of whom shooter Omar Mateen was not. Calling for increased border control, Mateen was born in New York, was a U.S. citizen with no criminal record, and called for an unconstitutional surveillance of Muslim Americans. Mateen was already on the FBI's radar, but thanks to Trump's Republican Party, a ban on weapon sales to terrorist suspects was defeated in Congress. Oh. The AR-15 Bushmaster is a military-grade assault rifle specifically designed to kill as many people as quickly as possible. It was the same rifle used at Sandy Hook and at the movie theater in Aurora. It was used during this shooting, the second worst in world history, by a man on the FBI's terror watch list but had two illegal concealed carry permits and was allowed to purchase a killing machine. Two legal concealed carry permits, not one, I'm sorry. This is about America's reckless gun laws and to a certain extent the same kind of homophobia that Christian right-wing perpetuates every day. This attack was not Islam, just like Timothy McVeigh was not a Christian. Trump's Islamophobia and discrimination against Muslim Americans will only serve to encourage these kind of attacks, for it goes to reinforce the message of jihadist organizations, that America despises Islam and that there can be no peace between Islam and Western culture. Maybe if Florida didn't have some of the most lax gun laws in the nation, this man wouldn't have been able to commit this heinous act of terror. And just a reminder, in this tweet from Zed Rebel, says, Trump has explicitly stated toughness means kill their wives and children, and vigilance means ban an entire religion. So, he didn't even change his profile picture to a different shade of, you know? He didn't even say pray for them. He's like, thanks. I mean, listen, the guy's a racist, Islamophobe, xenophobic asshole, but he's pretty American. I mean, because he literally, that's the definition of American. Like, he does not care about anything else going on besides himself and his own selfish needs. And that's why every other country hates us. Because the only thing we care about is us and our selfish needs and how it affects us. It's crazy that there are people still starving in this world. But people in Florida on the terror watch list can get guns with concealed carry permits. Oh, Jay, you're being insensitive. Jay, Hillary's gonna take your guns away. Hillary's gonna start a war. Hillary didn't tweet out I didn't see what Hillary tweeted, but I hope she told Donald Trump to delete his account again. Because that shit was fire. And Elizabeth Warren, that shit was fire earlier this week. How they roasted his ass. Yesterday, I was in the city with my friend Linda Kite, and she gave me this cool book, Wailing of a Town, The History of Punk Rock in San Pedro, 1975 to 85, or 77 to 85, I want to say. So I went up to Washington Heights. I was hanging out with her and Troy. Troy was the guitar player in the Meat Puppets in 1994. So then me and Linda went to Columbus Circle, and we met up with her friend Susie, who's a nice chick. And it was weird being in a place in public and being able to rail on Donald Trump and not have, like, other people interfere in my conversation and tell me, oh, well, he's the only thing good for this country, and oh, well, we need Donald Trump, you know, because I wasn't on Staten Island. It was weird. I'm not used to being able to have the freedom to talk about what I want to talk about and not have other people interject themselves into my discussions like the pieces of shit that they are. We were able to sit there and discuss how racist this asshole is. And we're able to discuss how the world can be in a place where he can be the presumptive nominee for any political party. It's just insane to me. And tomorrow he's going to come out. Well, tomorrow. This is already going to be out. Monday or Tuesday he's going to come out and he's going to rail on Bill Clinton for getting impeached that time. Somebody break the news to Donald Trump that Bill Clinton is not running for president. Bill Clinton's not running for president. And did you hear what President Obama said? Words could have rang true. Hillary Clinton is probably the most qualified person ever to be president. Which is strange, because she most likely is a pretty vile human being. I'm not saying that she's a nice person. But if you can't have the fish, get the chicken. I was feeling the burn. Did you see? I don't know if I tweeted this out the other day. I thought this was funnier. So I just made my first two student loan payments. I haven't been in school in like 10 years. Probably less than 10 years, but feels like 10 years. So I had a loan that was like $3,000. Which, you know, in the realm of student loans is fairly moderate. But So, but I waited to make the loan agreement to pay it because I was waiting for the end of the California primary because, you know, if Bernie did get into office, I could have not paid that, you know? Now, I thought that was, you know, and hashtag got burnt. I thought that was a lot funnier than, I mean, I got less reaction than I thought I would. I don't know. Maybe I'm not as funny as I thought I was. Last week of school. I have 3 weeks off. Well, I have a presumptive summer job in a camp. And that would start July 6th. If I had it. It was 90% chance that I had it on Wednesday. So, if I get that job, I'm still going to be off from June 17th to July 6th. I haven't been off that long in probably, I don't know, probably since I started working when I was 15 years old. 3 weeks? The last time I had that much time off in a row was 2004 when I was in drug rehab. And I don't know, if you consider where I was not work, it was work. But I tell you, I am a true redemption story. I can't get over every day. Every day I wake up and I'm like, I don't believe I don't serve food anymore. Listen, I'm not, and I'm poor. But you know what? I have a job that I can be proud of. I have a job that I can tell people that I do, and they could look at me and know that I'm doing something that's good. Serving food is something you do when you're trying to get by, going to school, paying your bills, stuff like that. I live with my fucking parents. I don't have many bills. Let me get the real job, work my way, go back to school, get into the Board of Education. In a year, I'll be out of this fucking house. In a year, I'll be making $120 a day. Board of Education certified. Go back to school, get a teaching certificate, all that stuff. Start substitute teaching, whatever I need to do. I called my temp agency, I asked for a raise. I did do that. I said, I'm making the group look really good. I said, they love me here at school. People looked at me like I was crazy when I told them that. No, but it's not like, see, since I work for a temp agency, it's not like I had to ask the school for a raise. So the school loves me. They don't know I asked for a raise. The temp agency, I'm making them look good. Listen, most people that work for a temp agency don't last very long at the job, hence why it's a temp agency. I'm the guy that got I went full time. I mean, well, 35 hours a week, whatever. I don't get it. So hopefully I'll get a raise. I'm not sure. But, you know, listen, I got 3 weeks. I don't know what I'm going to do. I would love to go see some shows. Weezer's July 2nd at PNC. I didn't buy those tickets. I said I was going to do it, but I never did. And I'm probably going to look into hitting up Panorama Festival. Because, although I'm not a fan of LCD Sound System, they're headlining on the Sunday. So technically, I can leave after Kurt Vile, you know, because I'm not into that, and that would be it. That's what I could do. I'm gonna talk to some people. I'm gonna see what I can do. We'll see if we can get Concert Confessions in the building. All right. Some new music came out this week. We'll talk about it on the other side when we come back after this.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Andy from The Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. I wasn't sure if it was recording on that first little thing there, so I said and twice. Sue me. You can't sue me. I don't have any money. All right, before we get into headlines, the headlines every week are powered by AntiQuiet, AntiQuiet.com, your source for quality. Before we get into headlines, I was thinking I've been very positive about music the past couple of weeks, and I'm going to continue to be positive today. But this morning I walked into a Speedway in New Jersey, because every Sunday morning me and my dad go to a weird buffet, like sometimes Golden Corral, went to CC's. Because here's the thing, when you live in New York City, I know I don't live in Manhattan, I live in Staten Island. This isn't the New York City that you people see on television, on Law and Order. But at the same time, it's not a place where these chain places like Golden Corral, like CC's, you don't usually get that up here. So on Sunday morning, when we both have off, we drive into New Jersey for cheaper soda, cheaper cigarettes for me, because I'm an asshole, and for some reason I still smoke cigarettes, even though it does nothing for me, and they cost $12.85 a pack here in New York. And we go to some weird buffet. A buffet that we wouldn't be able to, because in New York there's Chinese buffets, but that's really it. So Golden Corral is awesome. They got fondue. I'm sure I've mentioned it before. CC's last week was phenomenal. I mean, you go into CC's and you're like, yeah, how much pizza could I have? You'd be surprised. They got some awesome pizza. I mean, the air conditioning guy was at my house the other day. He's like, yeah, but you guys are from... He was like from down south or something. You could tell by his accent. He's like, yeah, but you guys are from New York. You guys aren't going to like that CC's pizza. That's not New York pizza. Yeah, I'm not going in there looking for a New York slice of pizza. I'm going in there for the specialty, you know, Domino's Pizza Hut type shit. And breadsticks. And pasta. And soup. And dessert. And Dr. Pepper. Anyway, so in my travels, today we went to Hometown Buffet. We went to Hometown Buffet because they got terribly bad reviews online, and we had to go there to prove that they're not. Because here's the thing is, like, first of all, think about the people that go online to write a review about a restaurant for a second. How many times have you been writing a comment on Facebook, writing a comment on an article, and halfway through it, you just decided to not finish the comment because it's not worth your time, it's not worth your energy? How many times have you done that? I do that all the time, especially with YouTube. Even though I do like to start beef on YouTube because that is so fun. But you go to, you read the reviews, Hometown Buffet, oh, It's just like Old Country Buffet, which is Old Country Buffet and Hometown Buffet are part of the same chain owned by the same company. So it is the same. It should be the same. It's exactly the same. But there's always these complaints that have nothing to do with the restaurant. Like, you know, there was a baby crying. That's got nothing to do with the food. Or like, you know, yeah, food was great, but there was no parking. I don't know, as the owner of a restaurant, I'm trying to just cook the food and give it to you. I can't be focused on, you know, the parking situation of everything, of everybody who's gonna think about coming to my restaurant at all times. It's New York City. It's New York, New Jersey. It's the metropolitan area. There's no parking anywhere. Meanwhile, all the food was hot. One of the reviews said, yeah, every time you go up there, the food is empty and you got to wait for them to put new food out. That's good. I'd rather wait for fresh food than have food there sitting there for an hour because nobody came and took it. You know what I'm saying? You have to know, you have to be buffet savvy. So everything was hot. The bacon was crispy as fuck. They had ice cream. They had slushies. They had tacos, which I never got around to. They had cereal. And listen, shouts to Amanda. You could ask Amanda this. I fucking love cereal. We were at Days Inn after fucking Jewel. And we're sitting there with the Continental breakfast. Amazed about all the stuff they have. They had a fucking waffle iron at the Days Inn, right? So Amanda's going to work on this waffle iron. And she sees me eating cereal. She's like, that's all you're going to eat is cereal? I'm like, you don't understand. I fucking love cereal. This is like heaven to me. That whenever there's... Because I'm used to like... Because when you're in your house, you don't have unlimited milk. And you don't have unlimited cereal. So you're never in a position where you can just eat cereal until you're full. Never. How many people are ever in that position besides Jerry Seinfeld? I would love to be in that position. So when I find myself with a thing full of cereal and there's unlimited milk available to me that I didn't have to pay for right now, I'm down with that. That's awesome to me. So I had some Fruit Loops this morning. Scrambled eggs, cheese, eggs Benedict, sausage. I couldn't have been happier with the hometown buffet. And people with their reviews need to get lives, okay? You need to get a life. $7.99 a person. What do you expect? Yeah, buffet, $7.99 a person. I know, right? How crazy is that? So for two people, it was $16. And you can pay $16 and then go home and be so mad about it that you write a review, a bad review on Yelp or whatever it is, restaurantreviews.com. You people need to get lives, seriously. But when I walked into a Speedway, this is where I was going, I walked into a Speedway to get cigarettes and Better Man is playing on, you know, because this is my life, folks. I walk into a store, and that's when Pearl Jam starts playing. That's my life. So it's playing, and I'm going to ignore it. That's how... And then, like, a minute, I turn to my father, and I'm just like, how can anybody stand this guy's voice? How can anybody deal with that? I don't even want to imitate it, because you people are going to like it too much. But how can anybody like that shit? It made me want to leave the store. But I was still online for bogeys. Alright. So that's my little Sunday morning buffet trip. And I heard Pearl Jam. And I figured, oh, I haven't mentioned that I hate Pearl Jam on the podcast recently. So I hate them. Still. Always. It's like you and your high school girlfriend when you write your name on a tree and you write always and forever. Like, that's how I feel about Pearl Jam. Always and forever. There will always be hatred. But I digress. Red Hot Chili Peppers put out a third new song off their album, The Getaway. This is the third new song that I am pleasantly surprised with. First of all, they're going about it the correct way. They've got a YouTube page, and they're releasing the audio on their YouTube page. Picture of the album cover. You know, they're not... You know, I mean... They're not going to these web... They're not going to spin and saying, here's a single, write a little blurb about it, and plug it out on this day. They're not doing that. They're putting it out. You know, they have a day where they want to put out the song. They put out a song. The new single, We Turn Red... It's on the Red Hot Chili Peppers official YouTube channel. It's really good. That's the third song that is really good off this new record, The Getaway, that's coming out. I am actually excited for music by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it comes out on Friday. And I know. I know, right? I feel that I'm so surprised. And I'm so happy. You know, I mean, listen, I don't know what Anthony Kiedis is doing with the mustache and that haircut. I don't know what that is. I'm not going to pretend that I know what that is. But the songs are pretty good. And I can't be so negative about things. So I'm not going to be. I'm not going to look for things to hate about it. This song is probably the furthest from sounding like any Red Hot Chili Peppers songs, which is good. I know I sound like, you know, I'm in disbelief about this, but I really am. Also, this week Garbage released Strange Little Birds. A couple weeks ago they released a new track, Even Though Our Love Is Doomed. It's a very simple, straightaway, building, haunting kind of track. And it's good. It's good stuff. So I was looking at the reviews on the interwebs, and I came across this one. Butch Vig, Steve Marker, and Duke Erickson could have coasted when they found formed Garbage with lead singer Shirley Manson. Vig had already produced era-defining work with Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins. He could easily have stuck with the angsty hard rock that made him famous. Instead, Vig and company created Garbage's debut album, which sounded digital yet somehow still human and warm. It was the first alt-rock album that sounded completely of the 90s. Now the band is releasing their 7th album, Strange Little Birds, out Friday. Same day as Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's going to be a good week for music. But it only makes sense in the context of the band's early years as 90s innovators. Anyone who's seen the Smart Studio story, which I might have, knows that Garbage was the exact opposite of an overnight sensation. Vig in a studio in Madison, Wisconsin, had been creating Midwestern punk and jangly alternative music nearly a decade before Nirvana became a band your grandmother had heard of. My grandmother hadn't heard of Nirvana, but, you know, I get it. Shirley Manson, a beautiful Scottish vocalist whose band Angelfish caught Vig and company's ear back in 1994, had been gifted with natural charisma. Simultaneously tough as nails and a beacon of style, Shirley would become a mid-90s cover girl and help personify the look of heroin chic. So when these two, somewhat desperate factions, disparate, combined forces after working separately for years, the product was undeniable. Stupid Girl, Queer, Only Happy When It Rains, Push It, and countless other songs have become part of the late 90s zeitgeist, fusing alt-rock with modern drums, bass, and dance sounds. It's only natural that Garbage has stayed committed to the sound they pioneered 20 years ago. Strange Little Bird certainly sounds comfortable and confident in his own skin, almost playful. The band has sanded away the few rough edges that were present on previous outings. The resulting 11 tracks are loaded with studio wizardry that blurs the line between what's made by man and what's made by machine. That's a nice line right there. A little juice. I like that. Sure, it's processed within an inch of its life, but one doesn't look towards Garbage for a pared-down or acoustic set. No, they don't. It's kind of comforting to know that the 1995 trip-hop sound on Garbage's debut, or for that matter on Bjork's Post or Tricky's Maxin Quay, can still sound modern and fresh today. Shirley has called the album a romance record, and it especially feels that way in Night Drive Loneliness, a track that like feels like a cinematic, sensual diary entry. First single, Empty, throws in woozy guitars and a catch-pop melody into the mix. Blackout rides out nearly funky bassline to a dreamlike finale. When Garbage tries for a pop single on Even Though Our Love Is Doomed, there is a slight dip in energy, that is, only until the song's last minute, which explodes with thick guitars and crashing drums. In its 52 minutes, Strange Little Birds never runs out of steam. For a band in its third decade, you can damn well say the same about Garbage. Nice little review here, written by... I never heard of this guy. Andy Dirrer. Who's that? I don't know who that guy is, but he seems like he knows his stuff. That's at the Chicagoist. You could check that out. So, all right. Friday, there are two new records coming out. One is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. One is Garbage. I'm excited for both of them, and I don't have to walk into a gas station for another week and hear Pearl Jam. That makes me happy.
and garbage. Even though I love is doomed. Yeah, it's built. It builds. Like, the end is better than the beginning. It's Radiohead-esque. You know, where they have to, where they take 10 minutes of a crappy song and they do a minute of a good song and everyone says, oh, that's brilliant. No, it's not. But, I mean, I like the Even Though I Love Is Doomed because it's garbage. They don't do that every time. They don't do that on every single song, so it's okay. It's not nuts. So, yeah, that's what happened. And it's Sunday when I'm recording this, so just let me say I'm sorry for this being, like, for me saying old lines. But the Tony Awards are tonight. And the Tony Awards just dedicated tonight's event to the Orlando victims. So, you know, that makes everything better. Everything is okay now that the Tony Awards are dedicated to Orlando. Crazy. All right. That's about it. In between, before I came back, before the second half, I had played you that was Sweet Child of Mine slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. It's more good audio. Because this morning I heard Sweet Child of Mine on the radio and I said to myself, you know, I have a bitchin' version of this on my YouTube channel. Without the annoying Axl Rose. I have one with Miles Kennedy, so it sounds cool. It's good. And, yeah, that video, that audio is my camera. And I'll share the video on jporks.com on the notes. The problem is I've been slacking on the notes recently because it's tough for me to find. I know you don't care about the behind-the-scenes stuff. This isn't a documentary. The jporks documentary is not coming out till early next year, but, you know, you can look for that. I know you don't care, but what was I even saying? Seriously. I remember what I was saying. Wow, it's bad. I'm telling you, it's Sunday, I'm off, my brain's not working. I'm trying to drink coffee, but it's not really working. So, I've been slacking on the notes at jporks.com, and the reason is because at archive.org, where you can find every episode of the JPorks podcast from Jump Street, whenever I try to embed the player means copy the player from that website and put it on my website, for those not in the know. When I try to do that, it plays an old episode. I don't know what's wrong with the player, so what I do is I wait for this to go on Stitcher Radio. And then I take that link, the embedded code there, and I've been putting that at jporks.com. But if I don't have a link for you to the to the podcast, I feel that the notes are moot because you're not going to have two pages open. Listen, I would love if you dedicated one tab of your internet browser to me. I can't expect you to dedicate two. You know what I'm saying? So I will do what I can. I don't want to, you know, sometimes I take the thing, I put it on YouTube. I don't know. I don't know how professional that looks. No, yeah. So we're getting out of here. But before we get up on out of here, I'll give you a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. Also, go to ChristinaRocks.com. Hang the DJ. AidenOnXRadio.com. Every Sunday morning, I was listening this morning while my father was in ShopRite. Also, go to AndyDara.com. That's HQ for Dare Network Podcasting Empire. I made up that little name. Dare Network Enterprises. You can get Tyler Kale's show. You can get Spin Class with Tyler and Andy. Get Jesse Unplugged. Jesse Unplugged's good stuff. You want to check that out. Flagship show, The Andy Dara Show, if I didn't say it already. And the smooth, sultry tones of the JPorks podcast is all available at andydara.com at all times. There is always new noise. And folks, every week, whether there's a long list of music headlines, whether there's a short list of music headlines, whether there's a medium-sized list of music headlines, they are usually
powered by Antiquad. Until next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.